the God realization in disguise.
It is to realize
that God is God. Yes, okay.
What do you mean by that, God realization in disguise?
Behind the veil.
Baba lovers are always behind the veil.
Behind the veil always.
And how do they tell they're progressing? By their increasing love?
Just as I say, by the conviction I've got, by the love I've got, I may have.
So if, the more love you have.
If there is some love in me, if there is the conviction in me, I don't bother about those stages or no. It's only an intellectual acrobatics for me. I don't really bother. I don't care. Because I do not care to love Baba for the matter of stages or paths or experiences or his statements or his declarations. If I have to love Baba, I have to love for his own sake. Why should I allow this declaration, these states of consciousness and all the explanation that he has given come in my way of loving him? Love is for love's sake and it is for Baba alone. If a time comes, even I would say that the love should also be removed between him and me. Why should there be a curtain of love between him and me? One fellow came and asked, you see, he had read something about Baba, just he wanted to do a little bragging before others, and I wanted to give him a little dig. So he says, yeah, you see, Baba's, you see, explanations about love is so great, Baba is the ocean of love, and how do you feel about your love for Baba? I said, I don't bother about my love for Baba, I don't bother whether Baba is the ocean of love or Baba is not the ocean of love. He says, how is it you have been so long with Baba and you do not appreciate it? I do not bother, I do not care, I do not want it. What do you have to say? Then what is it in your life that you seek in your company with Baba? I said, I only seek Mayor Baba and nothing else.
In other words, love is still dwelling in him.
So love is included in him. Why should I even bother about that love?
So let it get in the way.
Get in the way. I don't want any interference or intervention of anything.
Because you want everything.
Ah, that is it. So that man was quite sure. He said, yes, you want a thing in which everything is there. I said, that's right.
How is Mayurji?
Mayurji is all right. He has gone out for some shopping this morning. It was good that he took rest last night. He got over. He feels very well in the morning. He had a little earlier, not sleep, but relaxation and then sleep. He's all right.
Can I have a question about Kekabat? Someone told us to talk to him on our darshan trip that he says now that the saying about his name is automatic. Is that correct?
Cut it out. And I had learned Marathi years ago. Yes, you can take this. I had read Marathi years ago, and the center people always wanted me to give a few talks in Marathi. I was really not capable of doing it. I had to just revive whatever little I had learned. I started talking in Marathi, and then I found myself quite very well placed. And then they said, you must go on with the God speaks, read passage after passage, and explain to them in Marathi. That I started doing that. You see, so we went twice over the whole of God speaks, and I was giving commentaries on God speaks. That's how I read it all.
Did you have any difficulty reading it?
Sometimes I did have, because when I was not attentive on certain explanations, I had to think about it so much and then create certain analogies to make it easy for others to understand. Now, the other day I said that four types of knowledge, you may have heard it also once, I do not know. If you forget it, I will repeat it. Four types of knowledge that in everything and the nothing Baba has given, mentioned, which do not become very clear. I mean, anybody who has studied Baba's literature, he understands it. But all we see may not understand. So in that he says, this is the ignorance of ignorance, then the ignorance of knowledge, then the third is knowledge of ignorance, and the fourth is knowledge of knowledge. So in Marathi once I went on talking, just giving them a little explanation about it. And it all went over their head, nobody understood. He said, this is too philosophical for us and we can't understand. So it took me some time to just think about it and create an analogy. And the analogies, you see, came out, became very appropriate and made the thing very clear to them. When Baba says that our so-called normal consciousness is ignorance of ignorance. What is this ignorance of ignorance? So, the analogy is like this. Supposing there is a car, an automobile. It's a real car. And there is a toy car. The real car, equate the real car with knowledge. Call it knowledge. Because it's a real car. And the toy car as ignorance. And there is a small baby. Baby is ignorance. It is not knowledge. So if before the baby a toy car is placed, baby is on one hand is ignorance, the toy in front of it is ignorance, the baby goes on playing with the toy, but the baby doesn't know what real car is, what type toy car is, or whether it is a car. Because baby is ignorance and the toy is ignorance. So this is ignorance of ignorance. Then a real automobile is placed before baby grows a little, but she doesn't become major. She doesn't become knowledge. She is still ignorance. Grows a little, a year or two, ignorance. Now before that baby, if the real car is placed, so the real car is knowledge, the baby is ignorance, the baby does not know what a real car is, the baby does not know what a toy car is, and the real car is knowledge, the baby is ignorance. This is ignorance of knowledge. Is it clear? Then the baby grows and becomes major. She becomes knowledge. She becomes knowledge. And then the toy car is placed before her. She at once understands this is a toy car. This is an ignorance. A real car, the car we can really drive, is the reality. That is the knowledge. So, I beg your pardon. A toy car is placed before a grown-up baby. The grown-up baby is knowledge and the toy car is ignorance. She at once understands what the real car is, what the toy car is. The toy is ignorance and baby is knowledge. This is knowledge of ignorance. And when she comes to know about the toy, automatically she becomes knowledge of knowledge. She immediately knows what the real car is. That is knowledge of knowledge. So all Baba wants to say that if a man becomes by virtue of experience, not an intellectual affirmation, that this whole world is ignorance, then he gets the knowledge automatically. The next step is knowledge. Is this clear?
Yes. Yes. Father's words are blessed is the knowledge that is gained through ignorance.
That's
Father's
words.
Yes.
Yes.
Is the knowledge
that is why to ignorance Baba gives such a place that in his discourse he has given the dedication, this book is dedicated to illusion that sustains reality.
Yes.
In our little group discussion, sometimes we have our little groups and we get together and we read. And when new people come in, we want to explain so that they can understand some things like about samskaras and impressions and so forth. And we try to make our own analogies. Of course, we could be wrong. It's sort of bad to be wrong about maybe something like that.
You see, analogy should be rather very much fitting in. As I say, one should not go to the bitter end of the analogy. Now somebody would come out and the analogy I have given of the toy car and of the real car, somebody comes out and says, what was that car? Was it a Ford car or a Chevrolet? Nonsensical question. Off the track. Idiot. What is that car? Please tell me, was it a Ford or a Chevrolet? What was the horsepower of the car? You bloody fool, concentrate on the main subject. Such questions are sometimes really silly questions are asked.
I want to ask you a question, but I want you to promise me you'll answer it first. What do you think of the Western mind?
You see, just as there are really good points and bad points, there are good points and bad points in the Westerner, good points and bad points in Indians, including myself. You see, I really cannot place myself in judgment of this at all. But there are certain things which I find. Now, I can give you some instances. The relationship between man and woman in India is far more restrained. It is so much in the way congenial to the following of Baba's instructions, for the matter of that. As I said, Baba's instructions are not to covet anybody's property or anybody's woman. Unless the woman legitimately belongs to you, unless the money legitimately belongs to you. So the atmosphere in India is congenial. You see, it is a wholehearted freedom in the West, but the opportunities for getting mixed up are much more, are worse here than there, in this respect. For the matter of money, the tendencies of the Indians is worse than the Westerners. You see how this compensates each other.
What do you mean by worse?
Huh?
How so?
They're more.
How so? You see, because people are not as affluent as in the West. Naturally, they crave for money much more than the Westerners. The Westerners are comparatively far more satisfied in their living, in their life, in their money, in their possessions. The Indians are not. They crave for. So if they get an opportunity, they may just grab somebody's money. They may be little tended to become dishonest in their business, in so many things. So that is how it compensates, you see. There are not all the good points in one man or in one nation. There are good and bad, and good and bad here. So to draw out the whole catalogue probably would take my lifetime to do it, in which we should not concern ourselves very much.
I thought I hate to ask this question, but I'm very curious. And I hope it's not too political. But what does Baba think about the space program, and what's going to happen whenever we, what does he think? I know you should look to them.
Baba need not think much about that. You see, the scientific development Baba never discouraged. Baba always said that things are going to develop more and more. The intellect has to still more develop, and there will be many discoveries coming along. But the only thing Baba laid great stress upon, that the heart must keep pace with the mind. All these inventions are to be used for the benefit of humanity, not towards the destruction of humanity. So, one can only do so, act up to Baba's words, if he keeps his morals in pace with the development of the mind, or the scientific developments, you see. That is the only thing. Baba was in favor of using all the latest gadgets and latest conveniences for life. Baba never objected to it at all. But they should be helpful to each other, to one another, all over the world. But in spite of that, they have been made for destroying each other. Then we ask a question to Baba, Baba, in spite of your wishing this and saying this, how things happen to the contrary? He says, it is all God's will, don't ask this question, because I know what all it is. On one hand, Baba says, you must do these things, and on the other, things go on happening quite to the contrary. So what is this? This is the will of God, this is my will. So we have to sit mum. We can't understand these things. It is beyond us. We do not know. Situations may be like this. To save the life of 10 persons, Baba may have to take the life of 5 persons. To avoid the greatest catastrophe or upheaval for the entire humanity all at once, he may make one nation suffer, or some other individuals suffer, groups of people suffer. And for the matter of that, all the suffering Baba is to take upon himself vicariously. This is an equation, this is a work, this is a mathematics, you see, our head can't, it cannot go into it at all. Because we do not have a comprehensive knowledge of the entire machinery of the universe. Not the scientific universe, the universes, there are universes and universes, unexplored by science so far. It is called Anant Koti Brahmand, endless universes. Science has not shown up this universes, even like an iceberg, just a part of it above water, so much is submerged in it. Just cut it out. Once I...
Can be what?
Not in the link between the Hindus and Mohammedans, the two warring factions in India. Hindus and Mohammedans. Yeah. Baba having taken a birth in Zoroastrian religion, only birth in Zoroastrian religion. He'll be a great a cementing factor between the two great religions of the world, Hindu and Muslims.
Yes.
I'm kind of concerned about the Israeli Arab Sikh conflict. Did Baba make comments about that? It seems to have a certain deep significance and deep pain, that conflict. It seems destined to produce a great calamity.
Hmm? Yes,
it seems doom ridden. And I don't know. The Arabs refer to the war of destiny.
Yes.
There seems to be some kind of destiny involved in that. It seems like a very spiritual kind of event, that war.
Which war?
The Israeli Arab war seems to have a certain spiritual significance.
Whatever the belief of man, eventually it is the will of the avatar that is being worked out. Please cut off. You see, you remember once.
His motto, mastery and servitude.
His motto means
motto.
Mastery and servitude.
Yes, yes. Service in any form to anyone. Baba says, keep others happy even at the cost of your own happiness. That means forget yourself and remember others. Service in any form. Service for feeding somebody, looking after any sickness, if you can, helping him financially, if you can. But still, Baba wants you to be very practical in all things. Unless you have got the love of God and love of Baba so much to give up everything, even physically, and to still carry on with it. You should not, Baba doesn't want you to cripple yourself so much financially, bodily, morally, mentally. You may not be helpful to anybody at all. You should be able to stand on your own legs. You should be practical. Baba says, my spirituality is practical. Service in any form. We know what is service. It may take any form, in any shape, anywhere, any man, irrespective of caste, creed, religion. If somebody needs an education, we spend our time and educate him, that is service. If he needs food, you give him if you can, that is service. If he is confused in his mind, give him good thoughts. He resolves his conflict, that is a service. If somebody needs a pair of shoes, he hasn't got it, he has to go barefooted, give him a pair of shoes if you can. This is a service, however small or big it is. It all depends what you can give.
Could you say something about not being attached to results? You know, Baba tells us not to.
Yes, yes, yes. Because everyone who even gives the service expects a compensation for himself. That should not be there. That is no service. That is, in order to be compensated for the service, it changes the whole thing. It is no more a service. It is done very selfishly. Supposing somebody gives a contribution to the Avatar Mahir Baba Trust with expectation of getting something in return, that is not service in the true sense. Service is for service. Love is for love. If I help a man with $100 and expect him that if I need $200 he should give you, that means you expect twice the service that you give him. That is no service. One should do the service and forget about it.
That's hard, isn't it?
Hmm?
That's very hard.
Thoughts may come and go. I may get a thought. I'm not responsible for the thought. If I help somebody with $100 and if I get a thought that if I need $200, let him pay me. Let the thought come and go. Do not harbor that thought. And do not ask back the money from him if you have really given with a sense of service. Because this mind is a very tricky thing. It will go on leading and misleading you both. So what is heart and what is mind? That's what I say, Baba says, you keep your mind and heart in balance. The heart is the substance and the mind is the direction. The mind is like the direction of a river. And the heart is like a sheet of, like a vast sheet of water. If there are no direction to that water, the water may run anything, may destroy villages, may destroy humanity and towns, we do not. It has to be channeled. But if a river has got only winding and no water, it's a river without water. Only the direction of the mind and no stuff of the heart. What is it? It is dry as dust. So both has to be done. Both are to be balanced. So Baba says heart and mind balanced.
As you were talking about service, judging or expecting the result of the service, sometimes you are faced with situations like in New York, it's very frequently very poor men will come and ask you for the coin to buy some food, but you know that he's going to buy liquor instead of food. How do you react to that?
Supposing the liquor is the need of his life. Supposing he takes one peg a day to keep himself healthy. But supposing he takes drinks so much liquor that he becomes a drunkard every day. To such a man you do not help. You have to use your discretion. So I say heart and mind balance. You see, you have to exercise it at that time.
Discrimination.
Yes, you have to use your discrimination, vivek as we call, and see whether the help you are giving is really going in the right direction. Otherwise, don't help him. If you really feel that he's going to become a drunkard, or probably he takes the money and he's a very moneyed man, he puts on a show of a beggar and comes and begs before you. And he's storing his money with him, amassing his money with him. Because there are such beggars also, we find. That after the death of a beggar, we find that he had a great treasure with him. And only gotten out of begging. There was a man who used to wear a cloak made from small pieces of cloth, all stitched together. And he was a beggar sitting every day, begging. Every one or two just coins he used to get, he used to stitch into his own garment. And when he died, his garment was full of treasure, you see, full of money. Silver, gold, coins and all that. To such a man, if you are convinced, you must not help. It's in the wrong direction. So you have to use your discrimination and find out.
Giving them what they need, not what they want.
What they need. Not what they want. I may want to marry the daughter of a king. And if you come and help me, it will be very wrong. But legitimately, you see, I need a marriage. I'm very young, I need a marriage. A woman of my standard. And if I'm helpless, I'm penniless, you come and help, it's a right service.
Pain, deep down
in spite of all the philosophy, all the things I or we talk about, the grief of our physical actions, death has an effect, because we are all human beings, and we are bound to be grieved when we are bereaved of the company or the association of the Savas of beloved Baba. For 45 years past, it is a life on the part of the near Mandali, the closeness that they felt with Baba, the company that he gave to all the Mandali is really very unique. It is not the company of a family or of our dear ones we also enjoy in our life, but it is the company that affects our soul, that shakes us, shakes a man right from his outside to his deepest being within. The memories come up and they give the experience of a bitter sweet. This whole place, Myrtle Beach, the world knows about this. During Baba's lifetime, he gave indication of this place being the biggest Baba center in the West. And this place is surcharged with the oxygen of his love, with the ozone of his love. It is only up to those who come here to just ignite that love, just by a small spark. And I think they will experience Baba's love in a great measure. It will flare up within. What does Baba's love do? It burns a man. And what does it burn? It burns all the impurities in a man. It washes him clean of his commissions and omissions, not of this life, of the many, many life past, of which we know little, but we carry the sum total effect of it unconsciously with us. We are not really aware of that. But we carry the burden. And because of that, we behave and misbehave in the world. And that is why humanity always in a conflict. Baba always said, in spite of these commissions and omissions, nobody is to be blamed. How can anyone is to be really blamed in the final analysis? Because every man has to pass through this process, a long, long journey. As one poet says, the destination is very near, but the journey is very long. And the avatar comes and says, this is all a dream. I really think, if it was not a dream, if it had not come into the experience of the perfect masters and above all the avatar, and if they have not told us, if Baba has not told us this was a dream, I think the problem of life cannot be conceived to be solved at any time. Because history gives us instances of all the wars and conflicts and hatred and quarrels. Of course, there may be a certain amount of love. There is a love also. But most of the time, man has been warring with each other. Now, we have come this time under different circumstances altogether. The three times in 52, 56 and 58 that we came, Baba was physically with us. This time, I and Meherji really are very thankful to Dr. Harry Kenmore and the Society for Avatar Mehra. Who has financed, who has made it possible for us to come over? On behalf of the Society, when Harry visited India, he came to Ahmednagar and he put a proposition, and somehow he made it possible for us to come. Because after all, from the practical point of view, it is not always easy for a person like me to come all that distance. And we are very happy. We have been looked after everywhere we go. We have been really nurtured and encouraged so much by the love of Baba. Dr. K, the Society for Avatar Mehra Baba, was instrumental in getting us here. But I must not forget those who have given their contributions toward the entire expenses that are made and will be made for our entire tour. From India to so many places, practically around the world, we have not taken up Australia this time. And go back home. It will be a joy, a great joy indeed. And I shall have scores of occasions to go around to different centers and give an account of our contact, our exchange of love with Baba lovers all over, our joy and happiness. Every time we come around Baba lovers, the love of Baba that is already there in all of us comes up. It gets an occasion to come up. And maybe it comes up with the joy, with the tears of joy. When I see Elizabeth, Kitty here, how long they have been in contact with Baba. I do not think any of the Westerners had the fortune of staying with Baba in India for such a long time. I admire them for the simple reason that even during the lifetime of Baba, living with Baba so close, so near for such a long time, they were sent out to the West and made to live at a distance. And one who has experienced Baba's proximity and Baba's distance from Baba, he alone knows how he feels. I may here express myself that when I joined Baba, I was just within my teens, 18 years old. I dare say Baba took 6 years to get me away from him physically. It was almost impossible. With such tact, with such love, as Elizabeth the other day remarked, he weaned me away from him. And I today, at that time, of course, I used to feel very, very deep why Baba was doing that. But today I really deeply appreciate Baba's love. So great, I could not appreciate that he weaned me away so that I am able to really live and do a little of his work within my capacity. So this is absolutely under different circumstances we have come together. I and Merjit have come here. It is so conspicuous because Baba's seat here, he is not there. Physically every time we saw him here, he is not there. Now, even during our contact with Baba never expects us to remain like children always. He wants us to have a touch of experience of the circumstances and situation when he's physically not there. Baba during his lifetime said that he was going to live 90 years. And he had created a mountain of impression that he was physically going to live for 90 years. And it just went away like a sparrow. So suddenly, nobody had the foggiest idea that this would ever happen. but it did happen. And what is it all behind? Why should he have done that? In many acts of Baba's life when he was there, we could not understand. Some minutes ago, Mehji gave you an idea of our returning to India from the trip to the West and the little halt at Shillong. Why Baba became so restless and why he made it mentally, temporarily, so much suffer, not allowing them to take the breakfast, and he was whole night so restless as that. Because, although physically we saw Baba here in this, on this earth, he was all the time within, doing his work, functioning the entire creation, the whole world, we do not know. Many things we cannot know, but we can see from the symptoms. From the symptoms of his face, of his activities, of his movements, and indications that he would give time and again, and the remarks that he would make, and the statements that he would give all throughout the years of our contact, convinced us of the fact that Mahesh Baba is the Lord of the universe, and every minute of his time, every second of his time is taken up for the benefit, for the work that he does for the benefit of the humanity. Now, people were to come forward and ask the proof. There are many questions I can hurl against such a man to give me proof of his own actions in life which he is not able to do. Only in the case of God, the avatar doing the universal work, a man with his puny little mind and logic comes forward and with the yardstick of his logic wants to measure the height and depth of the avatar and his work for the universe. It's a folly, it's very stupid. However, Baba's work, so vast as that, tremendous, stupendous, went away. Then, the only conclusion we can arrive at is that he wants us, besides his physical body, which he says, I'm not the body, which he often said, I'm not the body, I'm not the body. He wanted us to learn something, something. During his lifetime, he went on telling so many things about his divinity. But that was, for us at the time, only in theory. Because Baba's presence was there, a great support, a great presence, an infinite presence before us. The idea of divinity only floated in our mind. And a time never came for us to give ourselves a test of the conviction of the divinity. And when he flew away, he gave us an occasion to really appreciate and find his divinity everywhere, but nowhere to be experienced excepting in your own hearts. Heart is the nearest thing to us. Whatever we feel, when we love somebody, it is the heart alone that gives us the indication of the love within us. And Baba said, you find me in your heart. How to find him? Very easy. He is right there. Really speaking, we have not to go in for a great search. When he assures you that I am there, these are the words coming from the avatar of the age. Now it is up to us to be always present and always feel. And we can feel him through our love alone. Everybody, every one of us may not feel in the same way. Just as man in his physiognomy differs from another man in his mental constitution, he also differs. In his samskaras he differs, in his propensity he differs, in his attitudes he differs, in his life he differs. So, the receptivity of his divinity within our heart can come in various ways. It may not necessarily come in the image of Mahesh Baba in his face and his body. With some it may be an image, with some it may be a vast peacefulness that will dawn on him. with some it may be a great amount of energy passing through his body, making him do work. Now see, for instance, old disciples of Baba. I can give you an example of Kitty and Elizabeth here. What is their age, the amount of work they put in really? It's a thing. It's such a marvelous thing that we do not know. I and Mary both sometimes feel that at her age we would not be here at all. And she walks and jumps. And Elizabeth, with all her considerations of this vast area here, the whole center and its management, in what a beautiful, balanced manner she executes her duties in truthfulness of her love for the great one, for the ancient one. I do not think if she was leading her own life, either Elizabeth or Kitty would have really felt themselves at this age so much concerned with the work. It would have been individual work and they could have even thrown overboard. But here they are, just working like two young beings, you see. So much mindful of the every details of things. We are all really very fortunate to have gathered here.
Abby, you mustn't forget to mention Marina, because Baba sent me a helper, yes. Always.
Now, I am very thankful to Elizabeth for taking me back a few years, because I know I had a personal contact with Marina. She was there with me. When Elizabeth was there and also Kitty was there at Bangalore when Baba had gone there in the 1939, we have worked together. We got books published together. We used to move around, go to the printing press, work out certain articles, and do many things of the office concerning the office devoted to Baba work alone. And even at her age, I could find a tremendous energy. And what a conviction! Oh, I can never imagine a conviction. Everything she wanted to do was on a colossal scale, because she felt the greatness and the largeness and the vastness of Baba's presence in her heart. What a life! I remember in 1952, when Baba came here, and Dorina was really very ill. And Baba did not want Norina to be present at the interview. But all those persons who contacted, who came to Baba, were through Norina, many, many of them. And naturally she wanted her presence to be there. But Baba really thought that because in her ailing health, she should not be burdened with by making her pay so much attention. And the interviews could go on. There were others. There was Elizabeth. There were other disciples of Baba and all that. And time and again, I remember Baba used to go to her cabin, look her, give her an embrace, and keep her peaceful and contented. So, this is a place, I say, all surcharged with Baba's love. Not all the places I have at least felt to be so near. When I and Mary stepped in here, we really felt that we have come back to our home. Although we have got a home, we enjoyed the nearness of Baba so much. But we were here also with Baba a few times. And Baba had, I think, a special blessing for this whole place because of its situation, because of the potentiality of this center. In future, who knows? So I say, all of us are really fortunate to have gathered here. And I, Mehrji, both of us feel very thankful to all the conveniences that have been given to us by all Baba lovers all over. And Baba is present here. He's not gone anywhere. That is what he wants us to realize. We should do just a few things to realize, to just feel his presence within us. If we are fully 100% convinced that Baba's presence is in our heart, His divinity there, His divinity is all over. But it can be experienced through our heart. If we are 100% convinced, then there is no reason why we should not feel it. And if we do not feel it, we may not actually feel it, as I say, we may not see His face or figure. But we can feel it in so many ways. There are many who may be feeling it unconsciously, they do not know, but they have to realize that. The very fact that we have gathered here, the very fact that the deep interest you all of you are taking about Baba, that is His grace, that is His blessings. So, now, what should we really do? How should we live? What should we do? All those who have come in contact with Baba for a long time, they are well set, they do Baba's work. But the young ones, the youth, what should they do? Those who have not seen Baba, they have to read so much about Baba. They read, they do not read, even after reading they get so much confused over things. And they have so many, many questions. And questioning oneself about what he reads about Baba is not really bad. But he must understand that Baba has, after giving so much of literature, so much of his writings and messages, has eventually said that only this understanding, intellectual understanding, is not going to take you anywhere at all. Baba was most concerned, Baba is most concerned with the life that a Baba lover leads. He is not concerned with your intellectual knowledge, with your capacity to earn money or to make a name for yourself. But he is concerned with the life you lead. The life of unselfishness. It may be any life. It may be life of work, it may be an intellectual life, it may be anything. But that life has to be inwardly dedicated to Him. And it is not difficult for one to understand why, how one should dedicate his life for Baba's work if he is convinced of his divinity. This sense of dedication is very simple. Why should so many interrogatives stand over head of so many new Baba lovers as to how they should dedicate their life? Because after all, everybody in his small way is dedicated to somebody in his life. He earns money for somebody whom he loves. It may be his wife, it may be his mother, it may be his father, it may be anyone. So, without dedication, the life does not exist. Now a person is like Baba, whom we have known, about whose divinity we have known so much. Of course, the dedication has to be in a greater way. It is not that small dedication in the sense of a family, but it has to be very big and very great. And every great thing to be done has always a small beginning. One can begin in his own way. One need not be similar to another. Everyone in his own way can dedicate his life, begin dedicating his life. And Baba laid all the stress upon a few things I have been always repeating so much, that Baba laid a stress upon the life of love, irrespective of any distinctions. For anything and everything that one comes into contact during his lifetime. And another thing is the purity of action and mind. Honesty. Baba says, honesty is one of the attributes of God. Purity is one of the attributes of God. Just as we attribute all knowledge, all power and all bliss to God, honesty is also the attribute of God. Baba always expects us to be very honest in our life. and the purity of action. I think this was the catchphrase of Baba. Every time an occasion arose, he always laid great stress upon keeping the actions pure. Of course, mind has to be also kept pure, because the mind is the source of action. Unless a man thinks, he cannot act. The thought precedes the action. So he has to guard his thoughts. But there is such a thing like thoughts coming to a man and passing off. You are not responsible. Baba said, you are not responsible at all. Let the thoughts come and fly off. Do not harbor those thoughts. Do not put those thoughts into action. So you are not responsible for the thoughts that come to you, and these thoughts come to you because of your old actions in your old past lives, of which you are really not aware. So, without bothering much about the mind, but taking great care not to harbor those thoughts and put them into action, one can lead a life of purity. It's really, to some it appears as very difficult, because of the habits that we have been caught into. And habit, it can be developed even in a day. A man only makes a resolve, a determination. Of course, you all know that I smoke so much, but a time came when Baba told me to stop smoking. And I did it for 6 months. For some reason or other, I again approached Baba and asked him, shall I begin the smoking? And out of his great kindness, he allowed me. Of course, that is my weakness and I admit it. But one can do it. One can do anything and everything. And with the grace of Baba, with the love of Baba at the back of you, he gets infinite strength to do things. I will not make bold to tell you now, because I do not want to demonstrate I can be blessed by Baba so much, and I can tell you that from now on I will stop smoking. I really can do it, and I can even demonstrate that. But why should it be demonstrated at all? And with me, Baba did not take any serious objection. Even when he stopped it and when he allowed it, he goes on. So, the determination in life, the feeling of Baba's presence in heart, the love for all, purity of action, I think the life is one. I do not think a greater life could be conceived of than during the avataric period. A man who is born, who is so fortunate, who lives up to Baba's words. And the rest of the details, you see, one should not really involve himself in too much. That this is the first stage, that is the second stage, and this is the subtle one, that is the... Of course, they are all right, explanations given to us by Baba. They can be sometimes very, very useful. They can occupy our mind, and during the occupation, all such subjects, you see, we feel Baba every time so much, and we are able to evoke a greater love and a deeper love for Baba. They are very, very useful. And it is useful in another way also. Because a new man who is an intellectual comes to you and wants to know so much of Baba, he wants something to be cooked up intellectually and placed before him for him to understand Baba and then later on get a conviction about Baba. So in that way, it can be made use of. That's far I know for. So the essential things have been simplified by Baba to such an extent that I do not think in any of the religions or their precepts it has been made so simple for every one of us to just pick it up and make it a part and parcel of our lives. But still, you see, a young man comes, asks questions, maybe he takes it up, maybe he does not take it up. He goes and reads other books, he goes and reads this and that and gets confused over things, and for a little confusion he misses the chance of Baba's grace and the unique occasion that has been given to him by nature, by God himself, to be born at the time of the avataric period and have come in contact with Avatar Meher Baba, the Ancient One. So, I really think that the youths of the country should not, and they waste away their energy in so many other things like drugs, running after paltry experiences which really do not take them anywhere. They bespoil their body, they bespoil their minds, they bespoil their spirit. and it's a road headlong to disaster and destruction and nothing else. But let us not blame anyone at all. Let us go deep down to the divinity of Baba. If Baba is there, if Avatar is there, his divinity is there, why should these things take place and why should they happen? But because of this, it may be the will of God, it is the will of the Avatar, that some occasions are created for the youth to go a long way for a certain time so that they may realize and come back with a greater experience. But such explanations should on no account be a cause of justification to the youth to go on indulging in the things that he has been doing. What a colossal loss to humanity. What a colossal loss to the nation. I really cannot imagine. And this disease of the drugs is going round like wildfire. And when we see that a few of them hear about Baba, they take it up, they take up Baba so much, so speedily, and even they give up taking drugs. They change themselves so much, but what is the percentage? It's really very little. I cannot imagine that this small percentage will be able to effectively transform the vast number of so many youths going wrong. But who knows? We cannot fathom the ways of the Avatar. We cannot fathom the ways of God. Just as we say, the whole creation is there of innumerable things and beings. And it is only one Avatar in a small body. 5 feet 6 inches. Baba's height was 5 feet 6 inches. Nothing more than that. And how is it possible for a small being to meet the needs of the whole universe? It is not the body. It is the inner divinity within. And Baba says, you and I both are one. We are not two. And there is that divinity in every one. And the difference, Baba says, is only in what? He is conscious of the divinity. You and I are not conscious of this divinity. That is the only difference. There are many other things like the authority. Why should we bother about the authority? If we get the experience of what we really are, as Baba says, of course we have reached the goal. Let Avatar play his part, because Avatar is the only one and nobody else can pick up the Avatar. He was the same Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad and Mer Baba. There cannot be two avatars at all. No other individual can become an avatar. But to become an avatar is not the goal. To become God is the goal. And everybody is destined by the avatar, by God himself, to become self-conscious, conscious of his reality. But the entire work is done by God in his another aspect as the avatar. God as God does not do anything at all. He just sleeps all the time and blesses everyone. Otherwise, why should these all things happen really in the world? But they must have a purpose. And Baba says it is nobody's fault at all. A purpose behind unknown to us. His ways are really unfathomable. We do not know. And if the avatar finds that everything is going very, very wrong, he injects something into the minds and hearts of a few of them so that they can go and work and spread his message, and gradually the humanity is transformed. It takes always the time to do it. And when they, maybe, so these circumstances of going wrong on the part of the youth maybe may have been created by the Avatar himself to give them the contrast. Let them indulge in it and get up and get satiated with it. Finish up with it. Once forever, and then turn back and come round. So, when the turning takes place, it's a permanent turning. They would never go back to the other side at all. So, these are the things. We cannot go outside to everybody and just talk about Baba like this at all, because these explanations are likely to be understood and misunderstood. So, again I say, we are all very fortunate. Come together here. And why I say this? Because we must really realize the importance of coming here, meeting together, talking about Baba, hearing about Baba, the experiences that someone has had practically half or three-fourths of his life. We get a unique chance to hear from them. Not that we are great or Meji is great or I am great at all. It is Baba's grace, Baba's love. It was his will that Some persons had to have his contact. It was his will that through these few persons, so much information about Baba and his love had to go to so many of them. So now, after we disperse from here and go home, we are going to take Baba's love with us. Of course, it is there in the hearts of all. It is no use always saying that I have got Baba's love in my heart. But we must really do something. And the work of Baba, anybody wants to do, should begin with himself. Unless the vehicle is pure, Baba's glory cannot reflect through that vehicle. So, those who are really convinced about Baba's divinity and who are out to do Baba's work, they should begin with themselves first. Otherwise, their words will have no effect anywhere at all. They have to begin with themselves. They have to prove with examples to the world. A man can convince. Now, for example, we have come from India. Why is it that people feel themselves so much joy? There may be more intellectuals, Baba lovers, who can interpret Baba's messages and who can talk about Baba in a more logical, in a more impressive way. But why is it that people are so drawn? Two Indians coming from India here. Because they have had Baba's contact. They were so near Baba. It is not the language, it is the life that they led has a greater effect on the minds and hearts of people than the talk, the logic, the talents, the rhetoric. So, if we are sincere about doing Baba's work, we have to change ourselves. We have to begin with ourselves. And unless we do it, that work, anybody who does really, has no lasting effect at all, as Baba repeatedly said. And then again there are differences between centers and this and that. And these are very paltry and small things. One should not involve themselves into it at all. Because human natures always differ. One man differs from another man in his temperament. So supposing a man, certain things, certain man doing in his center, I do not like. But after all, we have to see what he is doing. The thing that he does is for Baba, his work. So I should really not mind about the rest of the things at all, but take into greatest consideration that the work which he is doing is for Baba, and we should give all the cooperation. We should not let these temperamental differences come in our way of cooperating fully and wholeheartedly. This is the key, Baba always used to say. And he always used to emphasize that for the sake of his work, you must give in. And for the sake of his love, you must give up. For the sake of Baba's love, you must give up. And for the sake of his work, you must give in. That we have to adjust with people. And so long we are not able to adjust with people, no matter of how divergent they are placed in their temperament, then, you see, you are not able to do any work at all. What you are going to tell to the whole world, you yourself do not practice at all. So how is it that your world is going to have any effect? About these 100 men and women, all of us sitting here, can move the world. If each one takes into his head very seriously and devotes himself and herself wholeheartedly for doing Baba's work, and circumstances can just come up, it is not the money that does the work. Money is a secondary thing. If a man is bent on doing the work, everything comes. I have seen this in my life with Baba. To begin with, there were times in Baba's ashram that I did not know when the second meal would come from. And I go to Baba and tell him, Baba, what is this? Tomorrow I can't buy the vegetables and bring over here. Baba says, you go home. Simply says, you like this. And in the morning somebody comes from Bombay and gives me 500 rupees. This is a very small instance I am giving you. So far the financial aspect of the Baba's work is concerned during his lifetime, it's a big history you do not know. I could never imagine a man having no source of income anywhere, doing such a colossal work. So many dependents upon him. And it all comes and goes. And it all goes through our hands, through the hands of the Mandali. And Mandali is also untouched by it. What is this? Himself is the greatest miracle. It would really need a great historian to write the financial side of Meher Baba's life. We do not know. It will need a great savant to write this if he is given the material and the data to write it. It's a unique life. And those who were in the contact, they know, they have felt it and they have known it. No source and the whole thing goes on. I don't think even a political leader like Gandhi could have ever done that. They always see, they always make certain preparation, certain planning, and they always take care whether a certain project they enter into, they are always safe financially. But here is Baba. That is the last consideration. The project is the first, and the money coming from where is the last consideration for Baba. And it go on. Why? It is not for nothing. Because he knew everything. That is the only explanation we can give. He knows what is going to happen today. He knows what is going to happen tomorrow. And that is why things were going on and getting on. Of course, it is not possible for any of us to play that role. We have to just be listeners to Baba and to obey him. Baba always says, do not try to do what I ask you to do, but do what I... Do not try to do what I do, but do what I ask you. There is a man in India who tried emulating Baba's, using of Baba's alphabet board. And he says, I am the disciple most graced by Baba. Really, he was heading for his doom. And people realized the bogusness of this man. So, we could not afford to emulate him or copy him in his actions. Because his actions proceed from his knowledge of the whole universe. And our actions proceed from our small knowledge of ourselves. And we even do not know ourselves. So, our coming together here and the opportunity of you all coming to a place surcharged by Baba's love, Baba's presence, so many times, this opportunity should not be lost. And here and now, every one of us should make a firm determination in a small or a big way. There are many avenues, many ways of doing Baba's work, including Baba's trust, Avatar Manobha trust, which is also there. Everyone can contribute in his own way, and no one may be similar to another. He can think out his own ways and means of doing work, but in the most sincere and honest manner, and keeping his actions, his mind, his heart, you see, set on Baba, and keeping his actions pure. To the best of his ability.
Even though
never except when the tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever and promising never to part. Rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we'd had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain in heaven. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember when they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play. Stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we silently know what heaven we're in when they begin.
Well, Hanukkah last celebration in New York. By Bernie's Ivan. And she usually does the singing. Then everyone would join in on the chorus. I don't usually sing, but I'm going to be doing the verses now. I'm going to do the best I can.
Many pills, he from